Welcome to Wednesday Night Bible Study. My name is Shannon Dickerson, and I have Julie King tonight with me, and she is our High Point Children's Minister. And we trust that y'all are doing well. We are praying for you daily, and we do miss our High Point Church family, and we cannot wait to see you again.
Yes.
And Julie and I are doing this week's Bible study, but next week, Pastor Robert will begin an 8-week study called U 2.0, God's Upgrade. And like everything he does, it will be excellent.
Yes.
So join in next Wednesday for his new study. So Julie, let me ask you to open us in prayer, and then we'll just jump right into tonight's study.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Father, we just come to you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, we love you. We honor you. We praise you.
Yes.
We are casting every care on you. There is
That's
a lot
right.
going on right now. We know that in every life. From problems with health to problems with finances. But you know what, God? None of this took you by surprise.
That's right.
We trust you. We know you are in the middle of our circumstance.
Amen.
And we just love you and honor you today. And Shannon and I come together today to just expound on your word, to just speak what you would have us speak. So we give this time to you and just pray blessings over every family watching. And we do just absolutely honor and love you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we just wanted to share a little bit on what's happened with us the last few weeks. The Lord woke Julie up one night, I guess it's been within the last two, three weeks, something like that, and began speaking to her in the middle of the night and just dropping confirmations in her spirit that he had given her through the years, and just telling her over and over just things that have been spoken to her through the years. There were just, like I said, confirmation after confirmation.
Yes.
Well, that was about 6 o'clock one morning.
Yes.
The next morning, I woke up about 3 and could not go back to sleep. So I get up and go sit on our couch, and I heard the Lord say, "Get on your knees." So I got on my knees on the floor, and as soon as I did, the presence of the Lord filled that room so strong that I could not move. You're never to fear the Lord in a scared way. It's a reverential fear that he is holy and he is your God. And he began just downloading stuff into me as well as he did Julie the night before. Same thing, confirmation after confirmation of what, you know, just like he had spoken to you. Things that have been prophesied over us through the years. He showed us that those things would be coming to pass in our life. And what we did was we both typed out and printed out what he spoke to us, but we just want to highlight some of the things that where he spoke to us within the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
So what we'll start with, I think, is the Word of God just as our weapon.
Yes.
I think that is one thing. I will say this, you know, and I'm sure you feel the same way, Julie, but my life I never saw great fruit and great breakthrough until I decided to make God's Word final authority in my life.
Amen.
It wasn't about a feeling.
It wasn't
about my opinion on anything. You know, I think sometimes we can take those things and they get elevated to the place of an idol.
That's right.
They sit on the throne of our heart. But then if we don't have something to measure that up against, then what's truth to us?
That's right.
Our opinion can
be
truth. How we feel can be truth. And I just wanted to read a couple of scriptures that I wrote down yesterday. And one of those is Ephesians 6:17. It says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God."
Amen.
The Word of God is a sword.
Amen.
And if you think about a sword, when it was used in battle, you know, back in the day, that's how they fought. They used guns, I'm sure, but we think of a weapon as a sword. The tip of that sword was so sharp, it would penetrate anything it touched.
That's right.
And that's exactly what the Word of God will do to any situation you have. And I wrote down also 2 Corinthians 10:4 that says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." One translation says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the destruction of fortresses.
Amen.
You know,
Praise God. Back
a long time ago, that's how they did it to protect their cities. They would build walls that were fortresses. These fortresses could be up to 20 feet thick.
Wow.
And that's what a stronghold is. it's thick in yes. somebody's mind. It's a lie that the enemy has used, and you count it as your belief system, but it's a lie.
Yes.
And you know, prisons were meant to keep people in.
That's right.
So strongholds are designed to either keep things out or keep yourself locked away where the truth of God's word can't penetrate. But when you use the sword, His word, as a weapon, it will penetrate any lie, it will penetrate anything that the enemy has tried to get you to believe that is not the truth.
Amen.
I know you have had instances in your life where this has happened, where
Amen.
Things, you know, come against you, and you say, no, what does the word of God have to say about this?
That's right.
And you don't budge off that.
That's right. And you know, we actually talked about this last night, and we talked about you can take that unbelief.
That's right.
And those things that that you have built up, and you know, you're adding those bricks on, the brick of God may not heal me, and the brick of, you know, I've been sick this long, and you keep adding those bricks so that your fortress is full of that unbelief.
Yes.
And it's such a, and it just falls. It's
yes.
just on the sand. But when we get that word and we start adding that word, it's
yes.
it's so awesome. It's like, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. He blesses my bread and water and takes sickness away from my midst. And
Amen.
Then you also start taking what He's done. You know, I prayed for my daughter's fever and it left.
Yes.
And, you know, I had that pain in my shoulder and I stood on that word. So everything that you see happening in your life, along with the word, builds that wall thicker and thicker and thicker. So then when the enemy starts coming
Amen.
At you with something,
Amen.
You've got that thick wall of faith.
That's right.
That stops.
Amen.
There's no way
That's right.
that anything is getting through that word
Yes.
and that. The past and the things you've seen, His faithfulness that He's
that's
done
right.
to you. And that's exactly what you're talking about, building that wall of faith so that nothing is going to penetrate it. Nothing
right.
is coming through that.
That's right.
So powerful.
The key is you have to put that word into your heart.
Absolutely.
Because if it's not there, you don't have anything to stand on.
That's right.
You know, you
that's
don't
right.
have anything to counteract a lie of the enemy. If you don't know the truth, you won't be able to spot a lie.
That's right.
The lie will be the truth to you. So, if you know the truth of God's word, nothing can come against you. The only weapon the enemy has got is deception.
That's
he
right.
can only deceive you if you don't know the truth, because deception is a lie. He's trying to get you to believe something that's not true. And it doesn't matter how you feel or an emotion you have. God's
Amen.
Word is true no matter what the circumstances that are going on around us. Just like right now, this coronavirus. Yes, this is fact, but God's word is truth, and truth
Amen.
Always trumps the facts. I just had on my heart to share the story of my mom when
yes.
she went through, she was
Absolutely.
Diagnosed with breast cancer a couple of years ago, and I remember when she first got this diagnosis, you know, talking to the Lord saying, how can this be? You know, how can this happen? I mean, I know some things just happen because we live in a fallen,
right.
sin-cursed world.
That's
I get
right.
that. But I needed to know, because some things that she had talked to her doctor about, we knew that she was going to go the way of chemo. And so I remember getting up early one morning and spending time with the Lord, and I face-planted in our floor. And I told the Lord, I said, I'm not budging until I hear from you.
Amen.
I've got to hear your word, and I've got
so
to have
important.
Peace on this.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I've got to know if this is how she's to walk, you've got to give me peace, because I need to support her no matter what choices she's going to make.
Right.
So he spoke straight to my spirit, and he said, she can drink anything deadly and it will
oh,
not harm her.
Glory to God.
She can drink anything deadly and it won't harm her.
Amen.
That is straight Bible. Straight from the Word of God. He says believers can, even if they drink anything poisonous, even if they drink anything deadly, it will not harm her. He made it personal to me. She can drink anything deadly.
That's right.
So she'll walk through this without the smell of smoke.
Praise God.
So I want you to know that she walked through, it was 8 rounds of chemo before she had a double mastectomy. And she was never ill.
Glory
she,
to God.
She never
Y'all,
got sick.
Praise God.
She came through everything. She walked out of the hospital after surgery, following the nurse as she was going to get a wheelchair to roll her out. And the nurse is like, all righty then. So it was like she was just a visitor.
That's awesome.
I mean, visiting somebody in the hospital. She's recovered. She's healed. Glory to God.
Amen.
But I just want you to know, when you're standing on the word, you have to know the true nature of who your God is.
That's right.
You have to know. I've heard my husband
Amen.
Say this before. Basic theology 101 is God is good all the time and the devil is bad all the
Amen.
Time. John 10:10 says the enemy only comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
And Jesus came that we may have life, have it to the full, in abundance, till it overflows.
That's right.
That
That's
is
so
who
good.
Our God is.
Amen.
He is
Praise God.
Always for you. He always wants your best. But that will answer 1,000 questions when you have that dividing line of the That's enemy right. wants to steal, kill, and destroy from you, and Jesus only wants your best. So, the enemy is a liar. He's the Amen. Father of all lies.
Amen.
And we would never have friendships or continue to keep friendships if that person continued to lie to us.
That's right.
Or steal from us.
That's right.
Or try to kill us. Who would have a friend like that?
Amen.
But we let this happen with the enemy all the time, and we've just got to know who our true enemy is. It's not God. God's not causing the coronavirus.
Amen.
He's not doing all this stuff.
Amen.
This is the enemy, and we can stand on truth all the time, no matter what is circling and the chaos around us. It is Amen. Always God's word that will prevail. It endures forever, and it never returns void in That's our
right.
lives.
That's right. And you know, he laid it on my heart. He was like, find the word.
Yes.
Get that word. What is the word you need? If you're going through financial difficulties, if it's not the healing that you need right now, find the word.
Yes.
You know, find
Amen.
What it is that you need. Don't flounder around. I mean, you can Google. You can Google healing scriptures. You can
That's
Google
right.
financial scriptures. But get that word and stand on it.
Amen.
And that is
the,
listen, this is your answer. And we, this is so taught in this church.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
Our pastors and all of our teachers are so amazing about teaching this. But you can hear it all day long, but until you get in there and do it, it's not going to make any
That's
difference
exactly
to you.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, so all day long, we can all sit here and y'all can sit here right now and go, well, that sounds good, that sounds good, and then go your merry way. You've got to get that word.
That's right.
And you know you have it when it comes out of your mouth.
Amen.
When that first thing, when that bill comes in and you're looking at it and you're thinking, instead of talking, how am I going to pay this? What am I going to do? You go in and say, God, you said you would supply all my
That's
needs
right.
according to your riches
Amen.
And glory. You said that you would give me more than enough to give to every good work, that
yes.
all my needs are met, and that you're going to give me more than enough to give
That's
to every
right.
good work. So we have to take that word and stand on it and stand on it. And when you keep doing that, I also keep a Thanksgiving journal.
Yes.
And we've talked about that.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's so important, because when he has met a need, or when he's answered that prayer, or when that tree fell and didn't touch my house, you know, and when that storm did not come through. I know that we're in the middle of those storms. It's raining today. It's out here if y'all can hear the rain. You know, I go on my back porch and I speak the blood. I speak Psalm 91. I speak, and there's no way. I'm standing up. There's no way that you can touch me. There's
That's
no
right.
way you're going to touch my church family.
That's right.
You know, I declare it. I
Amen.
Speak it. I stand on
That's
it.
Right.
The first thing is not, oh my gosh, even today, oh my gosh, we got tornadoes coming and the bad weather's coming. No, no. No plague will come nigh my dwelling.
Amen.
Because I know that word.
That's right.
And what I would do is every day I got up when my kids were little, and every day I would read Psalm 91, and every day I would spend time learning it, and then finally it got down in my spirit, and now there's no way.
That's right.
A nuclear bomb can explode next to my house, and my house will be standing. I know it.
Amen. That's right.
There's no way. You can't
yes.
talk me out of it. And I've seen it over and over and over when, what was the...
Hurricane?
Yes, hurricane.
Was it
Irma. Irma, thank you. Thank you. When that hurricane came through, and it was bad everywhere. We had a 200-year-old oak tree in my backyard, and there was only one way that tree could have fallen that wouldn't have hit something.
Yes.
Wouldn't have hit my house on this whole side, my neighbors on this whole side, you know, the pecan tree grove in the backyard. There was only
yes.
one way.
Yeah.
That it could have fallen and not touched anything. And that's how. And we watched it. We saw it coming up. We just like, there goes the tree in the backyard. And fell and didn't touch anything in my backyard.
Thank you, Lord.
Didn't touch anything. So, you know, that's where we stand. And so I write that in my Thanksgiving journal.
Yes.
You know, I wrote down, Irma, tree fell. That's all I had to put. I remember. And when the limb fell in the front yard, there was no reason for that. We have huge trees in our house, 200-300-year-old trees around our house, and the limbs are as big as trees. And this thing, the tree guy even came out when it was over. It fell in the front yard. The leaves were this far from the house. Didn't touch the house. Even the leaves didn't touch the house. And when he came, he said, Miss King, there's no explanation, because there was no wind. It should have fallen. Just here's the limb straight on top of your house. But somehow it twisted around and landed this way. It actually twisted. There was no wind. There was no storm. I mean, over and over and over, you know, praying for my daughter in the 105 fever, leaving her. I mean, I spoke to that fear.
Amen.
I said, you will not.
That's right.
I speak to the fear. So over and over and over, when those things have
yes.
happened, I write them in my journal.
Amen.
So when it looks like the storm is coming, when it looks like God's not going to do it this time, the devil's going to always tell you, well, he might have done it that time, or you just got lucky, but he's not going to do it. I whip open.
That's right.
I whip up my Thanksgiving book. Oh, look, here's where the tree, here's where the fever left. Here's, and I had pages. And I'm telling you, it's so important. He said, put me in remembrance.
That's right.
And we need to put ourselves in remembrance.
Amen.
Of what he's done.
That's
that he
absolutely
has taken
right.
care of it. And oh, he'll do it. He's so faithful. Y'all, he is so faithful. He's
That's
so
right.
faithful to protect us now.
Yes, he is.
He is so he's going to bring your finances. He's going to give you the witty inventions. He's going to bring an inheritance. Whatever he has to do, he cares so much.
Yes, he does.
Like you said, Shannon, it's love.
Yes.
You know, we have to know that his character is
That's
complete
right.
and total love. He loves us.
That's right.
He wants to take care of you. He's going to take care of you. But your words have to line up. You've got to get his word and speak it as your word. So.
That is absolutely right. And what Julie was talking about, some of you watching may be thinking, how can you be so confident? Why are you talking about going out and speaking to a storm or speaking to a fever or doing this? How do you know this? Well, authority is one of the things that the Lord has given us.
That's right.
And, you know, the first thing, I was reading this last night in Genesis, when God created man, you know, the first thing he did after he created him and gave him dominion, he blessed him.
Yes.
So,
that's good.
You know, it's blessed when you go and you take what the Lord has given you and you do something with it. We can't take something we don't know is ours or not.
That's right.
We cannot have something. I think about, and I've used this example before, but I just think it bears repeating. Just say we had a rich relative that passed away. Mm-hmm. And at the reading of the will, we find out that he has left us millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Not only has he done that, he's already had it deposited in our bank account. So all we have to do is go make a withdrawal on this money. If you
yes.
sat there and you said, I'm just not worthy. Good things never happen to me. That's just too good to be true. See, that money's still going to be sitting there
That's
whether
right.
you ever feel worthy or not. And it's the same thing with God's word. It's more, way, way more valuable than any
Amen.
Amount of money you could imagine.
That's right.
But until we choose to make a withdrawal on that and understand that what God's word says rightfully belongs to us, then we won't do anything with it.
That's right.
We won't make a withdrawal on it. It won't be ours. And see, it's only the word of God that you own that's effective.
That's right.
It can't be a revelation to somebody else. It's got to be your own revelation. You've got to know, if God gave me this authority, I'm taking it. It
that's
doesn't
right.
matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what's happened to you in the past. If you want to your life to turn around, start taking the authority that's rightfully been given to you by the Lord Jesus himself and watch what your life does
Amen.
From this point forward. It will change drastically. In Mark 16:17-18 says, and these signs will follow those who believe in my name, in the name of Jesus, we will cast out demons.
That's right.
We will speak with new tongues. We will take up serpents. And if we drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt us. We will lay hands on the sick and we will recover. This is the life of a believer. This is the normal life of a believer. The normal life of a believer is not coming and sitting on a church pew once a week.
Amen.
And going away thinking, how can I be fed today?
Amen. That's right.
It's how can I serve? Who needs to be blessed? Who needs to be encouraged today? What have I got, and what is my heart full of the Word of God that somebody needs to hear
Amen.
Today?
That
See,
is
it's,
so
this
good.
Life is not about us. It's about us going and doing what the Lord has told us to do. And it's like, you know, Pastor Trey has said before, you start living like that, you'll live more for God on accident than you ever could on
That's
purpose.
Right.
This is just the normal life of a believer. It's the way we're supposed to be living. And when you get this in your heart and get grounded in
Amen.
This, life just takes on a whole new meaning. It truly does,
That's
doesn't
right.
Julie?
That's right. And you know, we were talking about this. It's all about love.
That's right.
You know, we're supposed to walk in love.
Amen.
I mean, faith works by love.
That's right.
So while you're homebound, while this is all going on and we're having to stay in place and all that, there's so many things we can do
That's right.
to walk in love.
That's
I mean,
right.
calling each other, calling your neighbors, sending a note, sending an
Yes.
email. And if you don't want to do that, pray.
Yes.
Pray for our president, pray for our governor,
That's
pray
right.
for our body
Amen.
Of Christ, pray for each other, pray for your family. I mean, there's so many things that we can do to walk in love. Pray in the Spirit. I mean,
yes.
that's the greatest
yes.
thing we can do as far as prayer. And there's so many times, you know, like let's say Shannon pops up in my mind. I'm at home and Shannon pops up. I have no idea how to pray for Shannon. So I pray in the spirit. I pray in my heavenly language in tongues for her.
Yes.
And so there's so many things we can be doing to walk in love for each other during this time. And I think also, you know, I was reading the other day about how they've done the studies that praying in the spirit boosts your immune system.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a good reason if
that's
nothing else, boosting your immune system. Also, Dr. Colbert.
Colbert, yeah.
Was talking about laughing, belly laughing. 40% raises your immune system if you do 5 belly laughs a day. So we can either be watching the Three Stooges, watch Jesse Duplantis, just, you know, be crazy at home, or just belly laugh. I mean, there's so much joy, praise.
Yes.
I mean, when you start praising God and you get into that, I mean, usually you don't feel like it. Possibly you just, you know, you're having to force yourself to do it. But once you start, oh my gosh.
That's right.
You start praising, you get your, you know, tambourine out or whatever, and you start just praising the Lord. Then you'll start laughing and the Spirit will start laughing. And so there's so many things we can be doing now for each other, walking in love. It's so powerful
that we have
to do that.
It really is.
Need to be doing. Y'all do it. And I just, as Pam Stokes, going to give her a shout out, sent me a note in the mail. It was so precious. One of our members. I've had people calling me. I've had so many precious things going on that have just edified me. But I tell you, the greatest edification I get is when I do for somebody else.
Amen.
You know, when I'm calling them or when I'm calling the kids or talking to the parents and just giving time with them. And I want y'all to know, this is our pastors, our leadership, we're so led of God to do this, because I have, you know, on Sunday morning and whenever we all get together, we see each other and, hey, how you doing? You know, you might have this kind of second with somebody. But by us doing this and them suggesting we call each other to spend time together, I'm telling you, I spent 45 minutes on the phone with someone I've never been able to really talk to. And I have cemented so many relationships in our church family.
Yes.
If you're not doing this, you are missing out. And especially people you don't know very well and you're like, well, I don't really even know them. So call them. Call him. This
That's
is
right.
the time for us
Amen.
To just beat the devil's face in. He's
yes.
tried to mess
Amen.
Up this country.
That's
He's
right.
tried to mess up. Oh, let's separate them. Let's get them where they can't get to church. Oh, too bad, so sad. Satan, you screwed up.
That's right.
Royally here. You really messed up. Because we are cementing relationships
yes.
now.
That's
We're
right.
closer than we've ever been.
Yes.
We're getting stronger. And what... You know, the devil tried to do for bad, God is turning around. And if we
Amen.
Listen to him and
That's
do
right.
things, you know, that he, I'm telling y'all, do it, because it's so wonderful to just cement our relationships now.
That's
this.
Right. And you may be listening to Julie and think, well, nobody's called me. That's okay. The enemy wants you to get in a pity party.
That's right.
He's the only one that will attend a pity party with you. I promise you. Because I know, because I used to throw them all the time for myself, and he was the only one that ever showed up.
Amen.
And it's you know, honestly, he's the only one that ever showed up. You don't want him as your best friend.
You don't.
I promise.
You don't.
You do not want him as your best friend. So, I agree completely. Julie, and I know, and I have been reaching out and calling people as well, and it just really does. It just does
awesome.
Cement relationships, and just to know, you would not believe how much a phone call ministers
yes.
to people.
Yes.
I mean, just to have them sitting there, and especially some of our older people in our congregation that cannot get out, maybe ones that are more medically fragile right now, a phone call, give them the gift of your time.
Yes.
That is priceless to people.
It is.
You don't think that's much. We think we have to be physically present. But just to give them your ear and just listen. You don't even have to. Sometimes they don't even need to be encouraged.
Yeah.
The way they're encouraged is just knowing somebody cares enough to listen.
That's right.
So just call people and interact with people
That's
and
right.
just see what they need. I mean, if they do need you to take groceries or whatever the case might be, there's still things we can do and get out
yes.
and do things for other people.
Absolutely.
And it keeps us built up as well.
That's right. Amen.
So let's talk about walking in love.
Okay.
Let's talk about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Because that to me is, like you were saying, our faith works by love.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's how it works. We can't stand in faith if we know we're not walking in love. So, I wrote down 1 John 4:16-21. I just want to read this to y'all. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us.
Amen.
You have to know that, and you have to believe it. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, Amen. Because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he's not seen?
That's right.
And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. You know, that's the greatest revelation I think that some people could get today, that God is love.
Yes.
He is Amen. For you. He's never against you. And, you know, the greatest commandment is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And yes. the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, if Jesus said that was the greatest commandment, shouldn't we be pursuing that?
Yes.
Should we not be walking in that kind of love? It's
Absolutely.
Who he is. He is love personified. So if we're going to walk in love, we've got to stay close to love himself. We've got to constantly be in relationship
yes.
with him. And you know, one thing I think people is a misconception. They think, well, unless I go to church or unless I'm on my knees praying, you can commune with God any time of the night or the day.
Amen.
It, all prayer is talking to the Lord. And listening also. You also have to listen for his voice. But he is so with you all the time.
Amen.
He is for Amen. You. He wants to hear from
yes,
you.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't want it to be one-sided. He wants you to stop and listen, because there are things he wants to say to you and impart to you. And I just think that if we could just get a hold of that and understand how vital that is to just stay. I think of this scripture in John, I think it's 15:5. You know, if you abide in me and my words mm-hmm. abide in you, you shall ask whatever and it shall be done for you.
That's right.
We have to stay abiding in the vine.
Yes.
Because if we stay abiding where that fruit is in the vine, then we are fruitful when we are abiding. But
yes.
I tell you, I have had so many examples in my life of when, you know, people come against you, or, you know, it's not them coming against you, it's the spirit.
That's right.
That is in them that does not like the spirit of God in you.
That's it.
And I remember one time I had a boss that took a personal disliking to me. For I am convinced to this day it's because I was a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the Lord, I was trying to think how I could just get another job and wouldn't have to deal with any kind of, you know, persecution. But you know what? I'm telling you, I stayed in that job, and the Lord told me, if you want to be promoted, when that time comes, you're going to have to walk through what I'm telling you to walk
yes.
through. And it was one of the most character building things in my life. Because what happened was, when I obeyed God and I started walking in love toward her, she was not a believer. And no matter what she said or did to me, I submitted myself
yes.
to her authority.
So important, yes.
And God told me to do that.
Yes.
And I want to say this. We think we submit to authority if they're godly and they're doing what the mm-hmm. Lord asked them to do. That's the people we submit to. No. We submit. There have been plenty of presidents we've had in this nation who have been very ungodly, and we've had to submit to their authority.
That's
because
right.
they are not. They may be president of the United States of America, but they're not king of the universe.
That's right.
Only Jesus holds that title. And even though we submit to that authority, and so that's an act of love when you
yes.
come up under somebody and you obey the word of the Lord.
Yes.
We are really, we're submitting to God when we submit ourselves
that's
to
right.
authority.
Absolutely.
And you can't get around that. I mean, you may not like it. It may not feel good to your flesh. But God never asks you to do something without there being some reward in it for you. He always wants your best. He's trying to get something to you, and the only way sometimes that he can get something to you
yes.
is asking you to walk through something.
That's right.
To get to that point. You know, it may feel like if you're in a job situation right now and you're having to really do the submission thing and walk in love, you may feel like it is killing your flesh day by day to get up and go in that office and submit yourself to somebody that you don't respect, that you don't appreciate, that doesn't appreciate you. I'm telling you, if you love the mm-hmm. Lord and you will just trust Him and do what He tells you to do, He will always bring you through, and it will be a time where you will grow spiritually more than you could ever have without that resistance coming against you. Would you not?
Yes, absolutely. That? Absolutely. And the same thing with me. I know when I went through my divorce, I'm divorced, and the Lord told me right off the bat, He said, you walk in love.
Amen.
He said, if you will walk in love towards your ex-husband, you don't talk about him. You don't say anything in front of the kids about him. You don't talk to anybody else about him. There's nothing to be said. You walk in love. If you will do that, then I will take care of everything. And I did. I chose to. I thank God I was spiritually mature enough. And I did, no matter what happened, no matter where it went, no matter what was going on with the kids and all that, I absolutely walked in love. And oh my gosh, God showed up. Not only, like you said, He taught me so much. He got me so much further in my walk with Him. But He took care of everything. He became my husband.
That's
best
right.
husband in the world.
That's right.
And even if you're married, He's still the best husband in the world. But He takes care of everything. And but we just have to be obedient to do that.
That's right.
And I look at even my children and how much better they are than have heard bashing and negativity. And oh my gosh, they never saw that. They only saw the walk of love. And I mean, we all mess up and have moments, but
that's right.
The majority, I feel like I did that, and I know I did. And so it's huge, y'all, to walk in love. It's huge. And right now that we're with our families, stuck with our families, and it's almost like you're thinking, can I take one more day in this house? Walk in love with your families. This is a huge time to do that. You know, just hold your tongue when you feel like you want to snap or say something, or we really need to, and just ask every morning, just get up and say, Lord, help me to love this family and to walk in love with them we are. And so we need to all really hang on to that and really walk in love with our families right now. Cause we're all in that place. We're all close.
Yes.
And, you know, hanging together.
Yes. Yes. That's right. And you know, the Lord just brought to mind, an instance when Trey, my husband, and I, when we first got married, we went through some rough times in the first few years of our marriage. And Levi, son, was having chronic ear infections. And there was a lot of strife in our home during that time. And I feel like strife, what it does in a home, it just basically tells the devil, I'm just going to open this door here, and you can just walk right in and do whatever you want to do. Because if he can't get to you, he'll try and get to your children.
That's right.
And if he can't get to you, then he'll try and create stuff with the two of you that will cause you to open a door.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, once we decided that our home would be strife-free and we would have peace in our home, our son never had another ear infection.
Amen.
He was 5. He's almost 13 now. He has never had another ear infection.
I'm telling you, it's huge.
It is. Huge. Walking in love is absolutely huge. And let me tell you, when you do this, you will have the peace that passes all understanding guarding your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
I'm telling you, there's nothing like being, you know, the Lord's always, He always loves you. He's not always pleased with decisions we make, just like our children.
Right.
Nothing they do can ever make them stop loving us. I mean, us loving them. But we're not always pleased with the decisions we make.
Yeah.
You know, you can't reason with a child.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I know Trey's used this example before, but when your kids are little, like Levi was little, he wouldn't tell Levi, or I wouldn't say to Levi, now Levi, don't go in the road because a car could come. And see, what happens is the driver may not be cognizant of what's going on around them, and they may be coming around the curve too fast. All you say is, if you go in that road, you're going to get your rear end worn out. Because we love you, he doesn't know this and he doesn't have to know it.
Right.
That's where trust enters in. You don't have to tell your children everything. You have to say, this is what I said, and this is what I expect you to do. And a lot of times the Lord is like that with us, because we don't have to know why.
That's right.
That's the process of trust He's trying to get us to do. I remember one time Levi asked me when he was younger, he said, Mama, how can I hear the Lord's voice better? I said, well, it starts with listening to mine and Daddy's voice.
That's right.
Because if you can't listen and trust us when we're standing right here in front of you, how are you going to trust God when He speaks to you who you can't see?
That's right.
You're going to have to develop that trust and understand it's easier to trust somebody when you know that they will never harm
you.
That's
right.
They only want your best. Right. They only want to love you well, and they are there for you. They're never going to leave you. They're never going to forsake you.
That's right.
And that, to me, solidifies a child's heart. And we're the Father's children.
That's right.
We're His sons and daughters. He's given us authority. He's given us every good and perfect gift, but he wants us to have childlike faith.
That's right.
He wants it to be that easy for us. It's not something that you need three master's degrees or PhDs to figure out. Yes, exactly. I mean, sometimes heady people and very intelligent people have a hard time receiving from the Lord because they're always trying to reason it and figure it out.
Yeah.
That's right. Not what God says.
That's right.
He does not say, trust in me with all your heart and lean to your own understanding. He says, lean not to your own understanding.
That's right.
If you can understand it, it's probably not God.
That's right.
I mean, if he's asking you to do something, it doesn't quite make sense. If we can figure it out, there's no reason to trust.
That's right.
He is always trying to get us closer to himself. And I know the word says, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
Well, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, faith works by love. And if we're not walking in love, I promise you, we're not pleasing to the Lord. Because that's his nature. And how he is, that's how we're supposed to be. We're
Amen.
Supposed to be representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter where we Amen. Are, where we go. We take
that's
him
right.
with us everywhere we go. And if we go out there, and we can make mistakes. We are grumpy
That's right.
sometimes, but we're quick to repent and
That's right.
when we miss it. But when we go out in the world, we need to let our light shine.
That's right.
We have to do that because the world doesn't know this. The world doesn't know the truth. They don't know the love of the Lord.
That's right.
They need to experience that. They need to experience the free gift that's been given to us. We need to know, we need to make known to them that it's available to
That's
them.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Exactly.
So we just encourage you today to really just, like Julie said, when you're stuck at home and you're on top of your family and, you know, you can all get really tight sometimes, but there are so many things that we can be doing together. And I believe, and we've talked about this, Julie, how, mm-hmm. you know, as bad as we can look at this thing as the coronavirus, and I know people have died from this, and our hearts go out to you
yes.
today. And I hope you feel the love with which we are sending your way, because that was never God's plan.
That's right.
That's never, sickness and disease is never God's
That's right.
plan.
Absolutely.
But
not.
I will say this, even with all the tragedy out there, long before this coronavirus came on the scene, God's love was here for you, and he can make anything right in your life that's wrong.
That's right.
Anything.
Amen.
There is nothing too difficult for him. And I do believe that even with all the bad and all the lies that are going on around us constantly, just from living in this world, I remind you that we live in it, but we're not of
That's
it.
Right.
Our citizenship is in heaven.
Absolutely.
We've been born
Absolutely.
Of God. Ever before we were born of our parents or anything else,
That's right.
our citizenship is from God himself, and we are ambassadors and his representatives. But, you know, this is a time, like Julie and I were talking about earlier, where you can really put into practice maybe what's only been head knowledge for you up until this point, to get out there and walk in love and to exercise your authority and to,
Amen.
I want to touch on this too, being thankful and praising the Lord.
Yes, absolutely.
Because this is something that I think that people, we don't understand sometimes, that in order to give thanks, you have to first of all be thankful.
Amen.
Have you ever tried to give thanks and you're grumbling about something?
That's right.
Yeah, it won't work. I remember one time, this has been within the last year, I was going down Riverside Drive, and you can call it whatever you want to. Woke up on the wrong side of the bed. That's a lie. I mean, you know, you call it whatever you want to. It's an excuse. You can call
yeah,
it that.
That's right.
For why you're in a mood. But anyway, I felt like something was just trying to come against me spiritually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just felt like something was just trying to glom all over me.
Yeah.
And I'm going down Riverside Drive, and I thought, I'm just going to start praising. I know this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yes.
So against everything I'm feeling right now, I'm going to magnify the Lord.
Amen.
I started doing that. I promise you, within 30 seconds, that thing had lifted.
Yes,
I had a lightness come on me. It was just the joy of the Lord. I could feel it all over me.
That's right.
And I thought, you know, this is what we are supposed to be doing every day.
Absolutely.
I want to take you, let's go to Philippians 4.
Okay.
This is going to be Philippians 4, and we're going to read 4 through 9. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand.
God.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Finally, brethren, these are the things we can think on. Yes. That if we're not feeling thankful or we're not being thankful, the Bible even tells us what to think about.
That's right.
Because Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So the way we are thinking about things is the way our life's going to go.
That's right.
So verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
Yes.
The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thanksgiving will usher peace into your
Amen.
Life.
That's right.
I can tell you many times in my life when I've chosen not to do this, and there is just an unsettledness in my spirit.
Yes.
You know why? Because God never created us to be anything but thankful.
That's right.
We just have to learn to walk in that. And it goes against everything your flesh
That's right.
is screaming.
That's
it
right.
may be screaming. You know, you may have a bad report at the doctor, or you may, a financial situation, like you've said, you know, may be coming against you, and you don't know where your next meal is coming from. If you start thanking and praising the Lord, your whole mindset will get adjusted to
That's
where
right.
you can see it. In your spirit. Because see, sometimes we have to see it in here before we see actually it happening
That's
out
right.
here.
Amen.
We have to get thankful and we have to choose to be that way. And I love what Julie said about her Thanksgiving journal. And I've heard her talk about this before, because when times come, hard mm-hmm. times come, you go back to that,
yes.
don't you?
Yes, oh my gosh, yes. I pull that out.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you remind the Lord.
Yeah.
You did it here. You did it here. And the Lord is no respecter of persons. What He'll do for one, He'll do for anybody. He's just looking for somebody who's going to dare to believe every word He says. And let me tell you, He has found two that will
That's
do
right.
it.
That's right. Amen. Absolutely.
I mean, we believe what God says. We've walked with Him for a long time.
Yes.
And He has never, ever let us down.
Never.
Ever.
Never.
He is exceedingly abundantly above all we could even dare ask or think. And I want to, let's go to Colossians 3:17. Actually, let's go to verse 12.
Okay.
I want to read something here. Julie, why don't you read that?
Colossians
3:12 through 17.
And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, that's
yes.
us.
Amen.
That's us.
Amen.
Put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other.
Yes.
Whosoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity.
Yes.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
Amen.
Let the word
Amen.
Of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual song,
yes.
singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
Yes.
And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my gosh.
Can we just focus on verse 12 for just a second?
Yes.
Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Put that on.
Yes,
when you
absolutely.
Go to your closet in the morning to get dressed for work, what do? You decide what you're going to wear that
That's
day.
Right.
You decide what you're going to put on. Those clothes don't jump onto your body.
Amen.
We have to actually think about what we're going to wear and make a wise decision as to what to wear. If you go into work with a bathing suit on, you're not consciously thinking about what
That's
you
right.
need to be wearing that day.
Amen.
So that could be compared to, if we're not putting on tender mercy and kindness, what are we putting on? Are we putting on strife for the day? Are we putting on thinking about what that person did to us yesterday? Are we putting on the things that the Lord tells us to put on?
That's right.
Because what this says is, when we put on love, that is the bond of perfection. And when we put on love, then we can let the peace of God rule in our hearts.
Right.
There's not going to be peace without love. There's no way. If you're walking in love,
That's
everything
right.
else just comes in and just joins in agreement with the choice you've made to walk in love.
That's right.
Right?
And, you know, and take every thought captive.
Amen.
That's what you're going to have to do.
That's right.
Because these thoughts are going to come, especially now when you're home and just you're frustrated, or you're just tired of looking at each other, or whatever it is. I mean, you just got to take that thought captive.
That's right.
And the devil's going to constantly be, you know, oh my gosh, y'all are going to get this. Or oh my, if you go out again, or there's just a constant beret of negativity, fear-filled
right,
thoughts.
Right.
That, and of course, we got the media feeding that.
Yeah.
I would
caution you not to watch. Watch what you have to watch, but then get off that and listen to the Word of God. Amen. Watch faith-filled teaching. But keep these thoughts captive. You've got to take that thought captive as it's coming on you. I'm telling you, and this is a battle because I know Psalm 91. I mean, I've stood on it for years and years, years, 20-something years. I've stood on Psalm 91 and believed it. And still that fear. It's like I'll get ready to go to the grocery store and be like, oh my gosh. And I just stop. You have to stop it. And you have to decide what's going to come out of your mouth. I mean, what comes out of your mouth? That's the power. That's the what's in your heart. So I'm like, no, no. If I come back in the house with the groceries or when I walk in that grocery store, every virus, every disease is dying in my way.
That's right.
I mean, I'm an anointed child of God. Amen. I've got the blood of Jesus on my lintel and doorpost, also on my body, on my children's bodies.
Amen.
And no matter where we go, we're going with the blood and nothing can get through that. Children of Goshen, nothing can get through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So you've got to stand up. We be wise. I mean, you do what the Lord, if he says, don't go now. You listen. You have the Spirit telling you what to do. You've got to listen to what the Spirit says. If you have that check, I have a friend that's a hairdresser. She got the word about opening up this weekend, and you know she let all her clients go camera. But then she started having the check, and having the check, and having the check. And she's like, and she talked to me about it. I said, look, you go with peace.
Amen.
You can wait. Tell your clients, look, I've been praying about it. I don't have peace. I'm going to wait a week. You do what you need to do. You be at peace. You've got to listen to the Holy Spirit, but then you've got to go forward knowing that you've got the blood and you
That's
speak
right.
that word.
Amen.
No plague will come nigh my dwelling. No evil will befall my
That's
tent.
Right.
I'm not going to have it. It's not going to touch us. And you speak that even when fear's on you. You can be shaken. I know
That's
Kenneth Hagin said this. He said, you can be shaken all over
That's right.
when the gun's pointed at you or when the virus is pointed. But you speak what the word says. You've got to speak
That's right.
your faith. You've got to speak your authority.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think of John G. Lake.
Yes.
The missionary to Africa. And I remember reading one time how he held germs from the bubonic plague
in his hand,
and they died in his hand. And you think, how in the world is that? Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you and
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Us, that's right. And it's like Julie was talking about, when you go into the grocery store, or you're going, you know, to wherever it is, we're allowed to go right now, you say the same power, and what she said is huge. Be led by peace.
Yes.
I remember hearing a story one time of a lady who got robbed at gunpoint. They took her purse and, you know, took all her belongings, whatever. And she said eventually she came to, you know, admit that she had a check before she ever went. She knew she shouldn't have gone to that place and she went anyway. So she didn't have a peace about going.
That's right.
And that's what can happen when we're not led by peace. As long as you've got peace, it's okay. Sometimes it's just not the timing for you to go.
That's right.
You know, that's a lot of times it's just don't go right now. You know, it may be an hour later, the Lord says you can go now. There's something in it. We don't ever look at delays as an inconvenience because so many times it's God's protection.
That's right.
Is that not right?
That's
so
right.
Anyway, you just know that the like she was talking about, the blood of Jesus covers us.
Amen.
I mean, no plague or pestilence will come near our dwelling. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 our right hand. It will not come near us.
Amen.
We have to be confident of the Lord's promises in order to talk like that. Because I know sometimes that does sound like, well, who do you think you are? Well, I know who I am.
Amen.
We know who we are.
Child of God.
I hope you know who you are, because I can say a long time ago, I didn't know who I was, and I saw plague and pestilence come near my dwelling.
Amen, me too.
I saw fear try and take over. I didn't have the spirit of faith, so, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
Faith can also come in the 6 o'clock news.
That's right.
Also known as the propaganda machine.
That's right.
So it can come in whatever you're listening to.
That's
the
right.
news. But what we want to be hearing is the Word of God.
That's right.
Because you don't just hear it once. You have to hear it and hear it and hear it. Like Julie was saying.
Yes. Amen.
Even now, no matter how long you're standing on the Word, you still have to take those thoughts captive. Because He's always going to try and come and find even a little foothold.
That's right.
Just anything. He can squeeze His way in. We can't let Him do that.
That's right. Amen.
We cannot let Him do that. And we have to take those thoughts captive. And in order do that effectively, like we were talking about earlier, we have to know what's in the Word of God.
That's right.
If you can't, if you're taking something captive, if just say the devil comes to you and says, you're not worthy. to be doing this today. That's not what God says.
That's right.
That's not what my God says. He says, I am a child of the Most High God. We are daughters, and we are blessed. We're anointed. We're appointed. We are chosen vessels. Amen. We choose to believe that.
Amen.
But if we are going on how we feel, or we don't know what God's Word says, how are we going to take those thoughts captive?
That's it.
We're going to be taken captive.
That's right.
We're going to be in bondage. Freedom comes in knowing who your God is.
That's right.
And knowing that He has made you His possession.
Amen.
And, you know, when you know that God has got total possession of you, it's not hard to believe His promises.
That's right.
You know, and let me just share this too. I've shared this before, but the Lord has shown me through several things over the years that if we choose not to believe the love He has for us, mm-hmm. it's a spirit of unbelief.
Yeah.
After having That's Him right. die on the cross for us and go defeat death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
If you were the only person on the face of the planet, Jesus would have still done that for you because He loves you that much.
That's right.
Nobody else has ever died for you.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And how could anybody, you know, it'd be a stretch to say that somebody would die for a lie.
Yeah, amen.
There's no way.
Amen.
I mean, Jesus died because He knew what was coming for us.
Yes.
He knew He was going to have generations that would That's be right. faithful to Him, generations that would follow Him, generations that would tell their children about Him and how awesome He
That's
is
right.
and how wonderful His yeah. works are.
That's right.
So that's what we have to get in here. And we have to, we think, you know what, if I don't listen to the news, then I won't know what's going on. Let me tell you something. There's plenty of people who hear bad news that want you to know about it.
That's
okay?
Right.
I promise you, if something big enough happens, somebody is going to let you know the negative.
That's right.
I mean, it travels like... I mean, it
That's
just
right.
grows like kudzu.
That's
it's
right.
all over the place.
Amen.
But we
That's
have
right.
to, we can know what's going on and what's out there. We just can't let what's out there get on the inside
That's right.
of us.
Exactly.
We cannot let that affect our heart and let fear get in. So,
Gosh,
Julie and I just want to encourage you today and to just be at peace, knowing that the God of the universe is with you.
Yes.
He is your heavenly Father. He's
Amen.
Your creator. He only wants the very best for you. And I encourage you to get close to Him today.
Yes.
Because He is love Himself. And the things that we've talked about today are just a few of the things that the Lord shared with us,
yes.
Julie and I both, when He gave us these words. And let's just summarize. We talked about the Word being your weapon.
Yes.
We have to get in the Word of God, and we have to get that solidified in our hearts that He gave this to us. This is His love letter to
That's
us.
Right.
This
Absolutely.
Is what's going to keep us when all hell is breaking loose around us. This is what's going to keep us, like Jesus, asleep in the boat,
yes.
in a position of rest where we can just rest in Him. Because we know that He's got this taken care of.
That's right. Absolutely.
We are under His protective covering, and He is not going to let anything harm us as long as we are abiding in the secret place of the Most High.
That's right.
We take Amen. Our authority. We know what's been given to us, and we don't budge off that.
That's right.
No matter what.
That's right.
No matter what's going on around us, we stay with the Word of God. Why don't you touch on walking in love, Julie?
Yeah, and finding what the Word says. I mean, find what the Word says. Get it cemented in your heart.
Yes.
Know that faith works by love. So you need to walk in love. And how can you know that? 1 John. Go
Amen.
To 1 John and just read it. I know
That's
the Lord
right.
had me read 1 John for 31 days. It's five chapters. It doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
But He had me read it every day for 31 days. And at the end of that 31 days, I cannot tell you how cemented I was
yes.
in the love of God. I mean, just what He did for us.
That's right.
Lately, I've been reading Sparkling Gems by Rick Renner. And he's been going through every step that Jesus went through to go to the cross.
Yes.
And it was just like, the, you know, Pilate and then the scourging and then back to Herod and whatever. And just the... I asked the Lord, I said, show me what you went through. Because once we really see what He did, because I think we're so used to, He went to the cross, and then He, you know, went to, and then death, burial, resurrection, you know, da 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 da. We just get so used to that. It's just, it almost flows past us.
Right.
And the horror that He went
yes.
through, He chose.
Yes. He chose to be scourged. He chose to have them beat him. He chose to go up there and be on that cross. I mean, he wasn't like, oh, don't take me. He was crawling. He was using everything in him to get up there and be nailed to that cross. He, for the joy set before him, because he yes. saw us.
Amen.
He went through every speck of that horror That's that right. he went through because he loved Thank you. Jesus. He was yes. looking at just you.
Yes.
I mean, I know he died for the whole world, but he was looking That's the right. love that he had.
Yes.
So ask God to just show you that. And once Amen. You realize Amen. How much he went through for you and how much he loves you, then your love for him comes out. Your That's love right. for him just pours out.
That's right.
And then you can say, oh, Amen. If he did that for me, I mean, how much more? And just get that cemented in you yes. and get that love. And he will. He'll meet you. Ask him. Say, Lord, show me how to love you.
That's right.
Show me how much you love me.
Amen.
And once
Amen.
We have that cemented in our hearts, there is nothing we can't do because everything hangs on love.
That's right.
Every
That's
gift,
right.
everything he's done.
That's right.
We get hit, know how much he loves us. And then we turn around and we'll love others. And that's yes, the only way amen. We can do it.
That's right.
Is when we know how much he loves us and that's what
right.
he did for us.
That's absolutely right. Thank you, Julie. That's
gosh,
awesome.
So
that's
powerful.
So awesome.
So powerful.
And you're exactly right. And praise.
Yes, absolutely.
Be thankful of what Jesus has done for us.
Absolutely.
Constantly staying in a mindset of thanksgiving.
Yes.
We read what the Bible tells us to think about, to stay thankful, right. be at peace in your heart. These are not times to cower back and shrink in fear.
No.
That's not what God's given us. He says, I've given you a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind.
That's
you
right.
have not been given a spirit of fear, so don't take one.
Amen.
Don't take something that doesn't belong to you.
Amen.
The power, love, and a sound mind rightfully belongs to you.
Amen.
Amen. And pray Absolutely. In the spirit. The enemy cannot understand one word you're saying
That's awesome.
When you're praying in your heavenly prayer language. So get in there and pray in tongues. It boosts your immune system. Knowing the enemy can't understand one word you're saying.
And praise in the spirit.
Absolutely.
Sing in the spirit.
Absolutely.
And I don't care if you can't sing. That's Listen, when you lift up your praise to him, it becomes
right.
beautiful.
Yes, it does.
Beautiful to him. I don't care how out of key it is to you.
That's right.
Oh, just
praise. Mine's real out of key. But I try and make a joyful noise to the Lord. So anyway, you know, as long God sees your heart.
Yes,
you know, man
absolutely.
Looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Yes.
And we are almost out of time. Well, let me pray and then we'll... check out. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this time. Thank you for the blessing that you are in our lives, Lord. And we just speak peace to every one of our hearers, Lord. We just speak great grace on you.
Yes.
And we know, Lord, that your goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives.
Amen.
I bind any spirit of fear that's trying to come against people, Lord. And I just want to remind you, you have been given a spirit of power, of
yes.
love, and of a sound
Amen.
Mind. So go in the blessing and the favor of the Lord today.